Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good buddy Jeff Savard being back on the show, too. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. He's the original member of our Brain Trust who helps us and has been helping us now for about 14 years, focus on the micropreneur element of doing business. The startups and the little guys, the home based business and the lifestyle folks are thrown in there, and he joins us on a regular basis to help us with whatever is going on in his world that he's seeing out there with his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse. And he is the author of a number of books on this topic, and he's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back,
Jim. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays to all. And I'm not one who...
You could say Merry Christmas to me.
I was just going
to
say I'm one who is not... Well, because it's not Christmas yet, so it's happy.
But it's time.
Happy holidays.
It's time.
Tis the season, so Merry Christmas to come to you. But I was going to say I'm not one who shies from saying Merry Christmas, you know?
I heard that like 90% of the people... A poll was taken somewhere. About 90% of the people who do not mind hearing someone say Merry Christmas to them, and that percentage included people who are not of the Christian faith.
Yeah, I don't have. I mean, it's the tiding, it's the greeting.
Yeah, but it's just the sentiment.
It's the intention.
It's
you know?
The sentiment,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, it's not like I'm trying to proselyte you or something. You know, I'm just
right. Exactly.
It's just a sentiment. What's wrong with that? You know.
Well, I'm not going to be lighting my Christmas menorah this year. So you know, as long as we keep it straight. Then
well,
we're
and
okay.
we like more than blue lights too. We like
there
different
you go.
We like some different colored lights. So anyway,
there's
well,
always
happy,
white. You know. Blue
well, that's
and
they,
white.
There you go. Well, happy Hanukkah. And I can't say that. I can't roll that out like you guys can. Anyway, so okay, what are you seeing out there? What's happening on the micropreneur front?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, and I've spoken to a number of people, and people have commented on my blog and on my Facebook about the cycle of business that we tend to go through this time of year, where you know, I would believe that many of us out there are feeling a sense of recovery, whether emotional or real, in the sense that the purse strings are loosening up a little bit. People are spending a little bit more.
Are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. In the fourth quarter and especially the second half of the year, I've never been busier. I'm back up to, you know, pre-2008
And you're hearing this from other people?
And I'm hearing it from other people as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And but I think what also we're seeing, at least what I'm seeing and a couple have said to me, is that, you know, December... Nothing new historically has slowed down. You know, historically, people are. It's not that they're not spending; it's that they're not launching projects.
If you're not a retailer,
right,
or if you're not pushing products, even if you're a wholesaler, let's say, if you're not pushing products that somebody can hold, if you're a personal services company or something like that, this could be a tough time for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's either a tough time or if you've planned for it, it's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my business, you know, I don't live hand to mouth, so it's not like, oh my God, I'm not doing business. I mean, it's not that I'm not doing any business in December. It's just not what I was doing in the two other months of the fourth quarter. So, you know, many businesses, and I've done this historically, and I know you do and others do, you take a time to reassess. I mean, you've written about it in your commentaries.
Yep.
You know, what
yep.
are you doing now to plan for the year ahead? You know, this is the perfect time to, you know, everything from, for example, filling out holiday cards and sending those out as a form of greeting and salutation and marketing, but also, you know, looking at my plan. Who has been good to me this year? How can I reach out to them, or how can I sort of exploit for more business opportunities from some of these organizations out there, or new opportunities from organizations I've never even touched or categories I've never reached out to? So I think that it's really important that you spend, because you're going to have most businesses, like you said, except for retail, most businesses are going to have some natural downtime. Well, not shutdown, but downtime during this time of year. And the retailers
are going to have their tough time in January, maybe even a little bit of February.
Exactly.
That's always a slow time for retail. People are sort of recovering from the holidays.
And so, I
haven't been in retail since 1975, Jeff. And ever since then, it took me a while to figure this out, but I finally figured out that in all the businesses I've been in pretty much since then, I better have my year made by the middle of November, or I was pretty much toast.
Well, not
to say that you don't wrap up some projects and make some deliveries in December or finish some projects, but if you've got to go out and sell something new that doesn't involve a gift or some kind of retail, it's a tough time to be doing this.
Absolutely.
Not only are they not in their offices as much as they were, but their mind is not off. They're not looking to start new stuff. They're looking to wrap up stuff.
Right. And that's what we see. And the thing is, you make the comment about how you'll be toast if you're not done. If you haven't made your numbers by November or whatever. The thing is, this isn't new. This isn't some new pattern that all of a sudden, November, December of this year, oh my God, I've never been slow before. If you've been an entrepreneur or if you've been in a position where you know the flow of a business at which you've been employed, this should not be new to
right.
you.
Right.
This should be something that, this is like last year, this is this year, and probably be the same next year.
If you're in a business where the holidays is not part of your business model to any great degree,
right?
You need to take whatever your revenue total is for the year that you're projecting. You need to take that and divide that by no more than 11, and maybe 10, and those are your monthly goals now.
Right. And so what do you do? The other thing is, and the point that I was originally bringing this up for is, what do you do with that inherent downtime? How can you turn what would otherwise be downtime, unless it's when you historically plan to go on holiday or go on vacation because it's so slow, what do you do to maximize that time? And it can even be you're going on holiday, are you going to take some business reading with you? Are you going to take a sketch pad or a scratch pad and a pen and think about ways to, come up with some new ideas? You want to do some new social media marketing? You want to do some new advertising? You want to market to join some new organizations? You want to become involved in organizations so that you can get out and network more? What new lines or products are you going to bring? Can you explore new categories of growth for your business, places you've not been, places your organization or your clients are going?
Let's flesh this out with some other things people can think about. You've helped me remember some things that I'd like to mention too. So let's do that. Let's do this again. Let's talk about this a little bit more after the break. Give us your website quickly, please, Jeff.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
I like the way he says that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, I promise. We'll be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.